Thank you and good morning. In an effort to protect businesses from theft, the Eureka Police Department announced yesterday that they have implemented new policies aimed at keeping repeat theft offenders in custody longer. With the support of Sheriff Mike Downey and the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, whenever law enforcement personnel make an arrest, a decision that will be made based on a set of circumstances that are met, the arresting officer can fill out a non-release form to hold the suspect in jail until arraignment. The new procedure will be followed on a case-by-case basis. 5 o'clock this afternoon is the deadline for residents interested in applying for a vacant seat on the Arcata City Council. The seat was left vacant after Mark Wheatley took the Fortuna City Manager position, and those interested in applying can pick up a form at City Hall. The City Council is also looking for an Arcata resident with wildlife experience to volunteer for the Forest Management Committee. The candidate will join 6 other members on the committee to advise the City Council and staff on management and policies related to city-owned forest lands, such as the Jacoby Creek and Arcata Community Forest. The vacancy comes with a partial term that will end in July of 2018. The Environmental Department for Arcata is seeking volunteers for tomorrow morning to help clear up the Arcata Community Forest. If you are interested in volunteering, you can meet up at 9 a.m. tomorrow in the Redwood parking lot at the corner of 14th and Union Streets. The cleanup will run until 1 p.m. Yesterday, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors released the results of a special election that was held in McKinleyville for a vacant board seat on the McKinleyville Community Services District. Mary Burke won the election, garnering nearly 72% of the 2,800 votes cast. Burke beat out David Coelho, James Vance, and Bonnie Oliver. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office booked 2 Eureka residents into county jail following a traffic stop on Highway 101 near Laytonville. Deputies saw a vehicle near Branscombe Road commit a traffic violation and pulled over the vehicle, which was driven by 31-year-old Pia Chang, who had a felony warrant out in his name out of Humboldt County. Chang was also found to have a suspended license, and burglary tools were located on his person, and he was arrested and booked for the warrant as well as possession. The passenger in the vehicle, 23-year-old Alexandria Lozano, was found to be under the influence of a controlled substance, and she was booked into Mendocino County Jail as well. A heavy wind advisory has been issued by the National Weather Service, along with a hazardous weather outlook for the region. Along with heavy rainfall, wind gusts of up to 30 miles per hour will continue today, and driving could be difficult on areas of Highway 101, particularly in Arcata, Eureka, and Fortuna. Another storm system is expected in the region over the weekend as well. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Delmar County District Attorney's Office filed charges against the 4 suspects connected to the shooting death of 37-year-old Sonny Grant earlier this week, and a court hearing will be held today. George Johnson was charged with murder, being a felon in possession of a firearm, amongst other charges, while the other 3 suspects, Singh Pratt, Marcellus Woodard, and Natalie Wright, were all charged with accessory to murder. Wright also incurred a child endangerment charge, as a child was with the 4 at the time of the shooting. A court hearing will also be held today for David Saldano, who has now been charged with hate crimes for the stabbing attack in Klamath that left one man dead and another injured. Saldano attacked Timothy Thompson and Todd Burris, both of whom were Native American, near a restaurant in Klamath. The DA's office alleges that Saldano attacked the 2 because of their race. The attack left Thompson dead and Burris was treated for his injuries. Arcata police are searching for a white male adult who robbed the 76 gas station on Alliance Avenue on Wednesday night. The masked suspect walked into the store and demanded money and then fled south on Alliance with an undisclosed amount of cash. Arcata police report that the clerk never saw a weapon, nor did the suspect claim to have one. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.